For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, as this week we're broadcasting from the Central Minnesota Farm Show, 50 years in St. Cloud, and one of our show sponsors, the Central Minnesota Corn Growers. In correlation, we have a chance to talk to Keith Olander, and Keith, give us a little background first of all. You're an instructor just a little bit to our north here from Albany.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, I am director of the Ag and Energy Center at Central Ace College, and then I'm also director of AgCentric, which is a center of excellence for agriculture. And we work for Minnesota State, so we work across the state bringing youth into agriculture.
So, Keith, talk about the correlation. You are a corn growers member, I was told, too. And how do you kind of correlate what you instruct with their message?
So if we look at the corn growers' mission, you know, we talk about sustainability, innovation, best practices, new uses, partnerships. Central Lakes College runs a research and demonstration farm in which we really support all of those foundations or pillars, if you will. A lot of our research here focuses around sustainability. Obviously, water quality, probably one of those key points right now, just in the buzz, if you will. And then looking at different practices of how we improve soil health with that. And just as we look at economic development across our region, how do we support that? And then, of course, how do we translate that to an education setting, supporting our youth coming in? We know right now we've got about 4 jobs for every graduate we're producing. So we need to fill that pipeline better, and so how do we build partnerships with folks like the corn growers to do that?
Keith, give us a for instance on, I assume there's a lot of hands-on education going on.
Yeah, through AgCentric, we are partnered with Ridgewater and Northland Community College, as well as Central Lakes, obviously, within that partnership. A lot of applied settings, so anywhere from the diesel tech to agribusiness, agronomy, dairy programming as well, and then, of course, horticulture and natural resources in there. But all of these career tech ed courses, very much an applied setting. In other words, hands-on learning really gives that employee or potential employee that knowledge. If we look at it from a book sense, you know, what we think of as theory, but at the same time, that application or practical application, just getting them ready for their job in the long term.
Now, Keith, when you talk about the water quality aspect, what goes on as far as education in that manner?
So, we're in transition simply because a lot of legislation has been in transition, and water quality, of course, over the last handful of years is becoming much more of a hot topic. So we've got that area of surface water, and we're all concerned about surface water issues, and probably more well-versed in the education setting about surface water, so lakes and recreation. However, as we know over the last 4 or 5 years, as we look at groundwater quality, groundwater movement, all of those issues, and then of course we partner with the Central Minnesota Irrigator Corp as well, and that's a group of irrigators, again a bunch of corn growers, and how do we educate them in terms of best practices, using nitrates appropriately, spoon feeding in some cases in the coarse sandy soils, which we have here in this area, and just being mindful of stewardship. I think our farmers do a great job at stewardship. But anytime we identify new techniques that can be utilized, we like to expand that. And we do that, of course, through what we consider traditional classroom, but also we have a few thousand students in our farm business management program. So those are actual farmers who are farming that are enrolled as students. And we think of that always from a business sense, but we're also trying to provide them some of the latest techniques, if you will, for environmental stewardship.
All right, Keith Olander joining us here on Chasm Radio. Keith, too, it seems like this is just a very proactive approach, and that's what a lot of agriculture is doing when it comes to these measures and a lot of the information you mentioned, and what a great way for the next generation to kind of be ahead of the curve a bit.
Absolutely. If we look to our next generation of consumers, and if I could identify specifically the female millennial, looking at labels in the grocery store much differently than say the older consumers, and so that interest in what is in that product on the store shelf, we need to capitalize on and help them learn what the carbon footprint of that product is, obviously, but then what are the practices that are taking place to bring that product to the store shelf and for their children, and how safe and economic it is in this country, and how good of a job we do. We really fail in agriculture at telling our story how good we do. That doesn't mean that we don't have steps to take, but that there are some great things that we do as an industry to put that food on the shelf and furthermore onto the table.
We really appreciate your time and learning about what you guys are doing there at Central Lakes College and how it correlates with the corn growers and also their mission as well when it comes to water quality and land preservation and more. So, Keith, once again, I sure appreciate your time and continued success at the school, and thanks for your time today.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to share.